Hey, it's Arrow inside the MyTermLifeGuide.com studio, unplugged and totally uncut with astronaut Garrett Reisman. On May 27th, NASA and SpaceX will launch astronauts from the United States for the very first time since 2011 on SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station. This is the very first crewed launch for Elon Musk's space company, SpaceX, and it's the very first time that NASA has launched astronauts in a commercially built spacecraft. This is huge. Just like when you go to MyTermLifeGuide.com, you can get term life insurance that you can take advantage of while you're still living, not like your parents. There's no such thing as I'm too young for this. Any age, anywhere in the world. MyTermLifeGuide.com. We are unplugged and totally uncut with astronaut Garrett Reisman.
Good morning, Aaron. Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. First and foremost, I got to thank you for the time and dedication that you have put into the space program, because there's a lot of little boys out here that are now grown men that are seeing this SpaceX as being an opportunity to believe again, and you are a major part of this.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say, but you have to thank me. I had a great time. I had a great time doing it.
Do you feel like you're in a sci-fi movie? I mean, look at the design of the Dragon, man. I mean, that thing doesn't look like the rockets we're used to.
No, it doesn't look like it. You know, and part of the mission here, and part of what's happening, is really opening up space travel to the general public. And we want the general public to get excited about that and have a really exciting, hopeful look at the future. And part of that is that it looks cool. And so we put some effort into making the design of the interior. We had experts in design help us with that. And it's things like the spacesuits. We want it to be something that people get excited about. And hopefully that's happening.
Please tell me that somehow, some way, you put some memorabilia from the New York Yankees on that first mission, just so we can get some of that stuff up there.
Yeah, no, I think the juice I used to have to do that kind of thing is long since gone. And I didn't stow away anything on that vehicle. Unfortunately, I should have thought of that.
The really cool thing is that Hollywood has tried to keep up to date with space, with George Clooney and Brad Pitt and stuff. We're going up there the first time since 2011. What is it like for you, who has been in space? You spent 95 days up there.
Yeah. I spent a long time up there. It's an incredible experience, and I'm excited about the fact that this does open the door to the general public getting a chance to go someday. It's going to be extremely expensive at first, but that's the same way as it was for commercial airliners. And today we have Southwest and JetBlue, and everybody can buy tickets. I think we're eventually going to get there in space. It's going to take a while, but this is the start of that, and it's the start of like all the dreams and promises of science fiction coming true. And it's also that, most importantly, initially, is the return of the United States that's been launching people on our own vehicles. We haven't been able to do that for 9 years since we decided to stop flying the shuttle, which was the right call, by the way. And we've been working really hard since that day to get to this point. And the whole reason we stopped flying the shuttles is so we could make something new. And now we got this new shiny toy that we're gonna take for a spin next week.
Well, the thing that really, you know, because I love space, and what really ignites me is that this is the 30th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope, and they're saying that 30 years old is pretty old. We got to get another one. Oh my God, with SpaceX, does that not open the door for us to get the next best thing up there?
Yeah, it does. What it does is it drastically lowers the cost of getting things up to space, and a lot of that's because we can reuse our rockets. That was really the key, figuring out how we can fly these rockets again and again. And we've been able to do that now very successfully. So we've brought a whole bunch of our rockets back down and have reused them. And that's dropped the cost of taking things into space by, you know, you chop a couple of zeros off of that price tag, and it opens up all new kinds of possibilities, including flying people.
Doesn't this also put a realism in the name Elon Musk? Because for the longest time, he's always been that man of mystery to us. But man, his thought, his vision is now going to team up with NASA to bring this to life.
Yeah. It's been really exciting. You know, I worked at SpaceX for 7 years and worked with Elon, and his vision is not limited. His goals are not small incremental goals. He goes all out, and there's something really, really exciting about that. It's fun to be challenged like that, and when you get a really good, capable group of people together, I think if there's one thing that we learned from Apollo, when we landed on the moon, is that if we really get a very talented group of people together focused on a single goal, there's very little that we can't do. And I know right now this is a difficult time. with the virus and everything, but I think people could take hope in that, that if we really focus our efforts and work as a team, we could do amazing things.
Now, you know that the Dragon is a really hot-looking machine, but we gotta talk fashion here. What about those spacesuits? Is it still all about the big bubble, or is there going to be a fancy spacesuit involved?
Oh, no, the spacesuits are not your grandfather's spacesuits. We designed them from scratch. They're all new, the design, tested, and built in-house at SpaceX. And I think you're going to like the way they look. I mean, we took the time and effort to try to make a spacesuit that not only functions well but also looks good, and I think we succeeded at that. And it turns out it's not that hard to do; just nobody ever tried before. Nobody ever cared about making it look good.
You know, you've got to love that people are still willing to take a chance on getting back up into space. I mean, we can't be afraid.
No, that's right. I mean, it's really an exciting thing. It's where our future lies. I think that, you know, you can have a very dismal view of what our future holds for us, but if you have an optimistic view of where we're going as a species, we belong up there.
Now, I heard an astronaut a few weeks ago on Joe Rogan's show where he says, you know, you get kind of tired looking at the Earth from space. What about you? I mean, it's such a beautiful piece of artwork up there. It's a beautiful planet, right?
Well, first of all, that astronaut you heard on Joe Rogan was me.
Oh, yeah. See how you affected me, mister?
Yeah. No, what I was saying there was it was true. When I first got that glimpse out the window, my expectations were through the roof as to how this was going to affect me and the emotions it was going to bring. And when I looked out the window and I saw basically what I expected to see, it was kind of disappointing. But the other part of that is that when I looked over at the horizon, when I looked to the side and I saw with my own eyes how thin the atmosphere was, that made a huge impact on me. It led me to understand just how fragile this planet is and how important it is that we all take care of it.
Well, Garrett, welcome to the first step of your brand new beginning. I'm just so proud of you for being a part of this.
Oh, thanks. It was fun chatting with you, and take care out there.
You be brilliant today, okay, sir?
All right, I'll do my best.